Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Ballard is here. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back now almost 19 years he's been hanging out with us. Jim is one of my favorite people on the planet, has been now for a long time. I admire so much about him. He's the author of a bunch of books. I'm pretty sure I've been helping him launch every one of these on my show. What's the Rush? Little Wave and Old Swale, Managing by Values, Customer Mania, Everyone's a Coach, Well Done, the whole Well Done series. There are three of those at least. And then No Ordinary Move, which he wrote with his beautiful wife, Barbara. And he's one of our most important thinkers in the Brain Trust. Jim Ballard, welcome back.
Wow, thanks, Jim. Welcome to you.
It's good to have you back. And one of the great things that Jim did is he introduced us to Ken Blanchard, who's become a great friend of ours. I know you've known Ken a long time, Jim. Hey, Jim, you've got some things that are bugging you right now about what's going on in the United States, and I wanted you to share those ideas with us.
Well, what's they're not bugging me. They've been bugging me for a long time, but what I've got is a lot of hope because of watching last Saturday those teenagers in the March for Our Lives. I was really stirred up. I thought, look at these kids speaking up, and I felt a sense of history being made. And what got to me was not about guns or gun control. It was their vision for something better and brighter and for healing something that I feel has been broken for a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead.
One of them closed his speech by hurling out a challenge to restoring righteousness. And I thought, what is that? Is it a holier-than-thou attitude? But The dictionary says, no, righteousness is the quality of being morally right or justifiable. Mm-hmm. And I've been concerned for years about, as you said, the decline of a sense of virtuous responsibility that used to be inherent in being an American.
And morally right doesn't mean that my ideas are right. It means that it basically means that I walk my own talk. That's what righteousness
is. I'm true to myself, yes.
Yes, I'm exactly true to myself. As a great mind once said, that I am in reality what I appear to be. Socrates said that 2,500 years ago. The greatest way to live your life.
So, you know, in the 30s and 40s, and I remember collecting paper and tin cans in my little wagon and turning them in at the war effort.
Right.
And we had a sense of righteousness then, a feeling of being united against the evils of Hitler and Nazism. And
right.
Then I went to a private school where the headmaster would always give talks that lifted us up and challenged us to be good and be our best. And maybe it was the war, because it was a righteous war, that helped give life a sense of high moral purpose. And that was missing in later wars, beginning with Vietnam.
Right, right. I agree with that. So, one of the things that we've lost, Jim, you brought up the school thing. I remember when I went to my first elementary school, while my parents were signing me up, I walked down the hall, and I stuck my head in this one room, and they had the biggest flag I'd ever seen inside of a building was up on the back wall. And I remember thinking, I promise you, as a six-year-old, I remember thinking, I hope I get this room. That flag is beautiful. And I didn't even know what patriotism meant. I just was attracted to that flag. And how many years, Jim, how many days did you recite the Pledge of Allegiance almost every day in school? Well, I wonder Jim, how many schools won't let a teacher put up a flag in the room and won't allow the students to do the Pledge of Allegiance? What do you think about that?
I remember when they added the words "under God."
Yeah.
To the pledge.
Right.
Hey, Jim.
Do you agree with me when I say that taking those kinds of things out of our lives has debased our society?
Say that again.
Well, taking out, not being devoted to the flag, taking out the Pledge of Allegiance, minimizing those kinds of things that you said brought us together during World War II, for example. When we take those things away, we leave us with less. What do you think?
Yeah, what they symbolize, that's right. You remove the symbols and we lose our sense of it. But, you know, I found this when I looked up the conscience of America, that phrase, Googled it. I found this quote by Coretta Scott King. When aroused, the American conscience is a powerful force for reform. And I'll tell you that what I felt looking at those kids the other day, it was what I used to feel. I used to feel that sense was captured by my favorite author, you know, Paramahansa Yogananda, Autobiography of a Yogi.
Right, right.
And he quotes, he has two quotes here, one from George Washington and one from Walt Whitman. I don't know if we've got time before the break for me to...
Go ahead.
Not very long.
Go ahead and do one of them.
Washington used to feel on occasion that he was divinely guided, and he said these words of spiritual inspiration in his farewell address. He said, it will be worthy of a free and enlightened and at no distant period a great nation to give to mankind the magnanimous and too novel example of a people always guided by an exalted justice and benevolence. Can it be that Providence has not connected the permanent felicity of a nation with its virtue?
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you. We've come a long way, or we haven't come a long way, maybe I should say. We've gone the other way from the standpoint of being connected to our virtue. I remember the book that Daniel Patrick Moynihan, the senator from New York, wrote in the 70s. And in that book, he talked about defining deviancy down, that in America, we're on a path of defining deviancy down. And I think that's what you and I are lamenting right now. What do you think?
Well, there's a lot of people these days that are talking about how we got a president whose truthfulness and morality are in question. But I say, hey, the country put him there. Somehow we have.
Well, I don't think we need to deal with personalities here today, Jim, because there's enough of this defining deviancy down to go around without mentioning any one particular person or office. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.